This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, there are a few moments left for iftar here today in London. And mashallah, we've just had and we're just a part of a beautiful event at Saffron Kitchen. Mashallah, tabarakallah. One of the great favors of Allah Almighty upon us is that He gives us a moment of prayer just pre-opening of the fast. You fasted all day. Towards the end, you ask Allah's goodness. You raise your hands in dua to Allah Almighty and you ask Him from His favor. Allah keeps needs within us in order for us to be able to worship Him. So ask Allah and ask Him a lot. Cry to Allah, weep to Him. It's a time for making dua. Make dua for yourselves, for others, and ask Allah for alleviation of suffering of those who are struggling across the globe. More important than all of that is to ask Him for Jannah and for paradise. Because ultimately, Allah Almighty is the owner of this paradise. Brothers and sisters, these are the last few days of this month of Ramadan. Make the most of these days. If you haven't read Quran, you've got to pick it up now. Because, you know, a winner is the one who ends the month well. And a loser is the one who ends the month in a bad way. So we must make sure that we have made the most of this month. These last few days, don't despair, no matter what has happened. Those of you who are unable to fast due to sickness or any other reason, don't despair. Allah Almighty is with you. He knows that you're facing your challenge. He wants you to do your best given the circumstances that you're in. So that is Allah. And Allah Almighty is always prepared to forgive us for as long as we seek that forgiveness. So no matter what you've done, turn a new leaf. These are powerful days. Did you know, according to the most correct opinions, Laylatul Qadr is a night of decree where what is going to happen for the next year is actually decreed. So your destiny is being charted out by Allah Almighty, the details of it. Obviously, prior to our birth, there were certain things that were already predestined. But destiny is divided into several categories. There is the yearly, the annual detail that is released by Allah Almighty. It happens on Laylatul Qadr, according to the most correct opinions. So this is something amazing. You need to be found in the worship of Allah. You need to be praying to Allah. You need to be seeking from Allah because your destiny is being, literally charted out. My brothers, my sisters, like I say, the details of that are being released on this particular night, the night of decree. I don't mean it is tonight, but it could be any of the last 10 nights, most probably the one of the odd nights, and most probably 25, 27, 29. We still have these nights. The question that people asked me is it possible for Laylatul Qadr to be at a certain time in some countries of the eastern part of the world and then the western part of the world, perhaps the next day, it might not be, you know, an odd night and so on. Look, my brothers and sisters, just like your five daily prayers, Fajr is not the same throughout the world. You follow your own timing. Just like, for example, the last third of the morning of the night, it's not the same everywhere. It's different. Just like that, there are different times, different places would have. And for the prayers, the five daily prayers, the opening and closing of the fast every single day is different in different places. I mean, it doesn't mean that because one place has that blessed moment of opening the fast, every other place needs to open their fast at that same moment. So in the same way, Laylatul Qadr, tonight it's here. And you know what? There will be a timing of a different time zone based on what Allah wills. So it doesn't mean it has to be exactly the same moments every day, just like the Hajjud time. So don't get that wrong. Don't worry about all those things. You just search for the night. Make sure that you have worshipped Allah to the best of your ability. And seek Allah's favor. We have people here preparing for iftar, mashallah. And it's amazing how the preparation for iftar brings about great joy. It's a farha that Allah speaks about through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. A person who is fasting has two points of farha, of happiness and joy. One is when they're opening their fast and one is when they meet their Lord. The opening of the fast is divided into two categories. One is, on a daily basis in the evenings when you're opening your fast. It's a different type of joy. It's a moment of acceptance of dua and supplication. It's a moment that you should be rejoicing. The Allah is pleased, the angels are rejoicing, everyone's rejoicing. And the second of it is at the end of the month when Allah gives you a whole day of Eid. You're not even allowed to fast on the day of Eid. So alhamdulillah, here at Saffron Kitchen in London, we're about to open our fast in a few moments. May Allah Almighty accept it from us, from every one of those who've made it possible, the volunteers, those who work here. May Allah bless all of them and grant them every form of goodness. And all of us, the Ummah at large, may Allah Almighty grant us goodness. We do have on the 27th of April in the evening a huge event in London at the London Excel. It's a mass iftar. There are still a few places remaining. I'm speaking today on the 26th of April. So if you're listening to this 26th of April, tomorrow, 27th, we have the massive London iftar. There are a few places that are still available, inshallah. Lightuponlight.co.uk. Also on the 28th, we will be having another private dinner at Saffron Kitchen. If you'd like to be a part of it, you could still go to lightuponlight.co.uk. Look for motivational evening or motivational dinner, motivational iftar, and inshallah, you would be able to join us as well. We do have Eid. Eid in the park will be at the Valentine's Park, inshallah, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to be a huge, beautiful event. We've been having it every year for the last few years, and mashallah, we're back. So may Allah Almighty accept it from one and all, grant us ease and goodness. My brothers, sisters, these are the moments when we should be calling out to Allah Almighty. These are the nights, these are the days, these are the most powerful nights of the whole year. The most powerful nights of the whole year. Spend part of your night in ibadah. Ask Allah Almighty, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. And seek Allah's help and ask Allah whatever you want. Worship Him, praise Him, pray for His sake. Obviously, all our prayer is for His sake. But pray even more during these nights. Because if you are to do something good during the night of decree, you have a multiplied reward so much that you won't even know until Allah shows you what it is. So alhamdulillah, may Allah bless every one of us. I'm just going to end this for now and post it for your benefit. And I pray that you also remember me in your supplications. Every one of us goes through our own challenges, but we always trust Allah and we're always happy and we're always content come what may. And we will continue going until the day that we meet with Allah. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.